Hello, everyone, and welcome to Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music Vault. And today I am in Rosenberg, Texas, at Living Word International with Chief Apostle Robert Campbell. And I am happy to interview him today, y'all, because this is my spiritual father in the ministry, man. And I know I share with you all from time to time on some of my radio broadcast that, you know, how God places people in your life. And this is one that God did place in my life at a young age. And so to help me, because I was a character, y'all, back in the day, man. But I'm telling you, man, it's like it's a blessing to have someone in your life that will tell you the truth. And I know I'm not the only one out there that can testify to what I'm talking about. You know, we had a discussion before we came on air today that people are looking for something real. They're looking for the truth. They want to know, you know, hey, man, y'all been where I'm at. And so it's like when we're able to share, when I'm able to share with people, you know, where I've been and where God brought me from, you know what I'm saying? That encourages them to know that, you know what, you did it, I can do it too. Yeah, man, through Christ, man, we can do all things. And so I'm just thankful today that Apostle took some time to set aside so that way I can talk with him and I can introduce him to you all. And before I bring him on, I just want to thank Brother K.D. Kendrick for that song, Overflow. That's what you heard as the show kicked off this evening. And so I want to bring on Apostle Campbell at this time, y'all. I want to introduce him to you all right now. Apostle, how are you doing today, sir? And thank you for coming on.
God bless you, Apostle Lee, spiritual son. We are honored to be here. We are blessed today, truly. Just really blessed to be able to sit down and discuss things that is important to the kingdom of God. Truly, you're doing an excellent job. I'm proud of you as our son.
Thank you.
The development, what God is doing in your life right now. Truly, people looking for transparency. Hey, man, everybody have been through something. Nobody is lily white. And we just believe in speaking the truth,
yes,
and
sir,
helping people to become who God called them to be.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And y'all, he has two books out right now. And he's working on a third one, of course. And so, and let me tell y'all, he's a dynamic teacher. The Lord really uses him to teach and pour into you. I know, man. I can testify to to the knowledge and the wisdom that God has given this man of God. And so, Apostle, I noticed in your book, Living from the Inside Out, in chapter 4, you're talking about spiritual development. And if y'all were listening when he was talking, you know, about people are looking for something real. They're looking for something true. And, you know, the word of God teaches us that the truth will make us free. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, when God uses somebody to give you the truth, I'm like, man, why are you getting mad? I mean, you know it's the truth. If God is using them to tell you about yourself and where you are,
yeah,
why get mad? Because you know it's the truth. I mean, I had to learn that. Apostle, I want to get into that right now because of the fact that that's a part of our spiritual development, I believe, and that's what you're talking about in this book. And you were saying that nobody's lily white. I mean, we got to work at this every day.
Yes.
Can you enlighten us on that a little bit, sir?
The spiritual development is that understanding that God called us, man didn't call us. God planted a seed in us even before we got in our mother's womb.
Yes, sir.
He said, he anointed you, he ordained you to be a prophet. Everybody not a prophet, but to proclaim the word of God. And that seed is in there, but you need somebody to help develop that seed.
Mm.
Nobody becomes who they are in God by themselves. You need a spiritual father, a spiritual mother, who can develop you, who can see the call of God in your life.
Yes, sir.
And begin to teach you and pull out of you what's in you. From a kid, I knew that I was different, but I didn't understand why I was different. But being under spiritual leaders and being around Apostle Rod Parsley and Benny Hinn and Bishop A.D. Simon and Gilbert Patterson and being around Lester Summerall and all of them helped develop me, helped me to be who God called me to be. And right now, there's many people in the body of Christ has a huge calling, but they're undeveloped because they're not up under a leader who can pull out of them what God has put in them.
Yes, sir. And so I know y'all, because this is home away from home for me here. When I'm not at my church, and when I know they have something going on here at Living Word International here in Rosenberg, I got to say that again so y'all know where I'm at. So for y'all in the Houston area, Matagorda County area, Brazoria County area, wherever y'all at, y'all listening to this, y'all need to make your way over here. And so I know firsthand because God used him to pour into me. And so I had to learn about the spiritual maturity and how to grow into that and how to walk into that. And so, Apostle, I know what's going on here, but I want the people to know from you, what are you seeing now as God uses you, and I want other churches to know out there that you are available to help. And we were talking before we came on this evening that, you know, and I know you've been doing this, and so God is opening more doors for you to go and help structure. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. So can you enlighten us on that part?
Right now, the Lord is really using me. I've been through a lot in the last year and a half.
Yes, sir.
Dealing with cancer, and God healed me of cancer, having a heart and kidney transplant. But
yet, yes,
God allows us to go through things to develop us in his own way. And right now that I feel a huge call is to help develop ministries to be the foundation of the ministry, to help them build up on the foundation. The Lord spoke a prophetic word to me about 2 weeks ago. He said, this year, the 5782, just Rosh Hashanah, we just ended it, that it's a year of building the church for the future.
Mm.
The church is not going to look the way it looked before.
Mm, yes, sir.
It's a different now. You're dealing with different, the X generation, you're dealing with the Y generation, different, different the millennium and stuff. So we can't forget about them, and they can't take over. But we got to bridge all of those together to assure the foundation, and God will breathe upon that foundation.
Yes, sir.
And right now you need somebody. The apostle is the one that builds the foundation.
Yes, sir.
And you sure you need an apostle to come into your ministry and help train your staff, help train your minister and identify who's called to be what. Because the fivefold ministry, apostle to lead, is like ligaments. It's the stability of the body of Christ.
Yes,
if your ligaments in your knee is weak, you're going to wobble.
Mm-hmm.
The church is wobbling because we're not acknowledging the fivefold ministry.
Mm.
We're acknowledging the pastor, which is good,
mm-hmm.
but the protocol is he gave some apostles.
Mm, that's right. That's
apostles
right.
Apostles mean proton.
Yes,
I mean the sent one, first in rank. We didn't choose this. God chose us. No man can ordain an apostle.
Mm-hmm.
An apostle is always affirmed by God.
Yes,
by man. God ordained apostles.
Yes, sir.
And we get an understanding of that. And then he said, I sent prophets.
Mm-hmm.
So the protocol has to be set, and I believe God is using me to correct some errors in the body of Christ and in the church undeveloped because we're not acknowledging the apostolic anointing,
yes,
nor
sir.
The prophetic anointing.
Yes, sir. And I want to touch on something you said within that statement. You were talking about the healing power of God. Man, I have to touch on that, Apostle, because a lot of people need to know. And they need to understand that God is still healing. He is still performing miracles. And for the ones that don't believe or they're kind of skeptical about that, I mean, I know I'm looking at you. You a walking testimony here.
Yes, sir.
And you know, for those of you listening, and I know for those of you listening, y'all can bear witness to what I'm saying. You know, we're not the only ones that can witness about the Lord's healing power. Apostle, can you go into that a little bit about, because I want people to really wrap their minds spiritually about the fact, the truth. This is what we're talking about today, y'all, the truth that God is still performing miracles and he is still healing folk today.
Apostle, the Bible declares it, God is not a man that he shall lie.
That's right.
He is Jehovah Jireh, he's Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Amen. And I'm a living testimony yes, that sir. He still heals.
I'm looking at you. Yeah, man.
There's so many miracles that happened in this ministry at 1421 West Street, Living Word Ministries International, Rosenberg. We call it Miracles on West Street. Mm-hmm. And I received 3 miracles last year.
Yes, sir.
I was diagnosed with multiple myeloma cancer. The doctor said that, really, I'm supposed to tell you this, but there's no healing for multiple myeloma. But I said before you, cancer-free. Mm-hmm. God did that.
Then the
multiple myeloma affected my heart and my kidney. So I needed a heart and a kidney. And they turned me down twice. God sent an angel in the form of a doctor and said, I'm going to fight for you. Mm-hmm. Because they never have done transplant surgery on somebody with multiple myeloma because, quote, unquote, there's no healing for that.
Yes, sir.
There's no healing for it, so they say it. But they saw that God healed me. And the third time they went to the board said yes. Mm-hmm. And God operates in threes. In threes is completion. And God gave me a heart. He gave me a kidney. I said before you, cancer-free. I said before you with a healthy
Amen.
Heart and a healthy kidney. And I've seen miracles in this ministry. We have laid hands on folks. Cancer have left people. Tumor have dried up in our service.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, you have to believe the report of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
He said, I sent my word that I might heal them.
Yes, sir.
And you can, if you believe that word and you line up with the principles, God still heals.
Yes, sir.
I'm a testimony that he still heals.
Yes, sir.
That you have to fight for it. It's not going to come easy. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to exercise your faith. You're going to have some time that you're going to be somewhat depressed.
Yes,
but I understand what was in you will show up at the right time. And the word of God always showed up when I needed it the most.
Yes, sir. Wow. And then look now, y'all, look. The man is telling y'all the truth. I'm sitting there looking at him. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting across the table looking at him. And you know, the part that he said about exercising your faith. And I know some of y'all may be going through some things right now, and you say, man, I've tried. And man, you just got to keep, you got to dig down.
Yeah.
You got, man, look, you got to fight for your life, man. You got to dig down in there, man, and activate your faith. Apostle, can you expound on that for me, please?
You have to dig deep. I'm telling you, there's hours and there's days that you're not going to really feel spiritual. Mm-hmm. Because of what you're going through emotionally, I'm being transparent with you. You know, there are days that I was depressed,
yes,
but yet it's still, the word of God was still there.
Mm-hmm.
The voice of God was still. There was days that, Pastor, that I felt like I couldn't even hear God.
Mm-hmm.
But God was so present in the room in my worship and stuff, and yet it's still, that soft voice was there. And
all, yes,
when you need it the most, it comes up.
Yes, sir.
And you fight every day through the word of God. You quote the word and you believe the word, but sometimes it's not the word that ain't even working, but I assure you it's working behind the scenes.
Yes,
and when you need it the most, you begin to utter and you begin to feel the presence of God come up on you. And you know, right then, and God is speaking, say, you shall live and not die.
Wow.
And the voice of the devil was diminished. Mm-hmm. Amen. There was times that I was in this dark chamber.
Yes, sir.
Apostle, where there was only 2 voices speaking,
yes,
and the devil voice was speaking louder than God's voice was, mm-hmm, speaking. But I heard God in the background say, you shall live and not die. And I held on to that, and
yes,
I fought every procedure. I went into it in the name of Jesus and put the blood of Jesus upon me, quoting the word of God. And I said before you a miracle 3 times. It only been a year.
Yes, sir.
September the 6th, it was a year.
Yes, sir.
Since I went through all of that. And I'm sitting here strong and wiser and understand my purpose,
yes,
in,
sir,
life, because God left me here for a reason.
Yes, sir. And y'all, for those of you listening and for those of you that are going through your Bible, that passage of scripture where it talks about what God gave the church and the apostles and the prophets. And then, you know, and then y'all can say, well, he's an apostle. You mean to tell him he got sick? Yeah. We all flesh down here.
Yeah.
And we go through, look, y'all, we go through some things. And this man walks with the anointing of God. That's what makes it different when you have an anointing upon you versus when you don't. But he was saying this right here, and I want y'all to, you know, get this understanding that he said he was at times depressed.
Yeah.
Apostle Campbell?
depressed. Yeah.
Depressed? Come on, y'all. Come on. We human here. And see, that's what we was talking about before we came on. People are looking and they're waiting to hear some truth.
Yeah.
Some reality. That, hey, man, this man cries like me. He laughs like me.
Yeah.
At moments he goes through depression like me. Yeah, man, we do. But, you know, hearing his testimony, and I'm hoping you all are encouraged out there, because whatever state that you're in, you know, in his testimony that you're hearing ought to be a man, some juice for you right now to say, hey, this man went through all that. And he had to reach down deep, release his faith in God. And even he was saying, y'all, that the devil, his voice seemed louder than God's voice.
Yeah.
But you know what? He gravitated to the voice of God, you know, and allowed God to speak to him, man. You know, and so it's like, y'all, I mean, y'all are hearing it. This ain't no made up stuff. This is not made up. This is named up a truth here. And because I know his walk, and I know what's going on here at this church here at Living Word International. And so, y'all, right now we're going to take a break.
Apostle, I want to cut you off, okay. But I feel led to share with them.
Yes,
you said something. The apostle was sick.
Come on.
Apostle Paul had a thorn in his flesh.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't go away.
Yes, sir.
But the same apostle who had that thorn in the flesh understood that God's grace is sufficient. But watch what happened to him.
Yeah, come on.
Revelation came to Paul.
Yeah.
Paul said, I once knew a man,
whether
in the body or out of the body, I do not know.
Uh-huh.
But Paul had an encounter with God. I had an encounter with God. Through my infirmity, I had an encounter with God that I was able to see the future.
Come on.
I know what's ahead for the body of Christ.
Yes,
and God left me here to instruct people how to walk into that next dimension in the body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
What we have known for the church in the past is not what we know for the church in the future.
That's right.
The church is going to be looked totally different. The methodology of the church is going to be different. But you're going to see people who don't have no name, people rise up with a supernatural anointing.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say this and back out because I feel God's presence.
Yeah, come on.
I feel a heavy weight of God's glory even sitting here with you, son, now because of the transparency, because of the truth that's being spoken.
Yes, sir.
I don't care if you're a prophet or evangelist, teacher, pastor, whatever. You're not immune from the attack of the mighty. In fact, you're on top of the list for the devil to attack because he want to shut you down. God spoke prophetically to me. He said, this decade from 2020, amen, to 2030 is a decade of the voice, of the mouth. Mm-hmm. And the devil trying to shut our voices down because our voices is like a shofar.
Yes, sir.
It's a sound from heaven. It's a trumpet from God.
Sir.
And when the enemy hears a sound, even the walls came down when they heard a sound.
Yes, sir.
So cancer comes down when they hear my worship.
Come on,
when they hear my praise.
Come on now.
And I'm going to back out because I'm feeling something because God said that this is the hour where the apostolic voice and prophetic voice has to be heard.
Yes, sir.
I better quit.
Man, y'all should be up in this peace with y'all. Man, y'all should be up in here with us, y'all. I mean, but I know you listen. I know you can feel the power of God because we feel the power of God moving in this place. I know y'all can feel it out there, man. I know y'all can feel the fire of God moving. And y'all, you know what? Y'all hold on because we're going to be back. I'm going to play this song and I'm going to slide this song in. But hold on, y'all. We're not done. We're not even near about done. We're going to come back and we're going to hear more from Apostle. Y'all just hold tight. We're going to be right back.
Just when I'm at my end, just when I've reached my limit, Lord, just when I can do no more, I feel I've done all I can do. There you are, God. There you are. There you are. is the word of life, telling me to overcome all fear, walk in faith, just when I'm at my hand, you're ready to begin. I hear you telling me to stand. I know my hope is built on nothing less than Christ the Rock, in his blood and righteousness. Through every stormy gale, prevail on Christ the solid rock. I make my every stand. Other ground is only sinking sand. All other ground is only sinking sand. You show me where to stand. Telling me to stand.
Hunter from Dallas, Texas. I had an opportunity to work with him on this project. Thank you, bro, for allowing me to spin this song on today's program. And now, y'all, I am coming back with more of my interview with Apostle Campbell, but now we're going to make a quick shift to his son, Apostle Marcus Campbell. And I want to talk with him just for a few moments, and we'll get back to Apostle Campbell, and then we're going to go a little bit further with our interview. Apostle Marcus, brother, how you doing today?
Grace and peace, Apostle Lee, my brother. It's good to be with you today.
Man, let me tell you, I'm enjoying the fellowship today, and you know, before we go any further, I want to get the information where people can come and they can be a part of this dynamic, anointed ministry here at Living Word International. And so while y'all out there listening, I know from the segment where we stopped off before we went to the song. I know y'all are fired up out there. I know this. I know y'all are listening. I know you're fired up. So while you're fired up, I want Apostle Marcus to share the information where y'all can come and be a part of this fire over here.
Thank you, Apostle Lee. The information where you can reach us or come visit us on our Sunday morning worship experiences is 1421 West Street in Rosenberg, Texas. That's 1421 West Street in Rosenberg, Texas. You also can contact us by telephone at 281-239-0141. Again, that's 281-239-0141. We also have the ability for you to text that same number. Our intercessors and prayer warriors are standing by 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take your prayer requests. You can call or text that telephone number and they will respond. You also can watch us on Facebook at Living Word. That's Living Word / Robert Campbell. And if you want to email us your prayer requests, testimonies, praise reports, you can do that at lwmi2@att.net. That's lwmi2@att.net.
Thank you, bruh. And for those of you listening out there, you know, you in the area, I'm telling y'all, man, it's worth the drive. You hear what I'm saying out there?
Amen.
It's worth the drive. You know what I'm saying? It's worth the drive getting over here. Because if you're looking for a hospital that's fully equipped, y'all, this is a hospital fully equipped.
Come on.
Y'all listening to me out there? You know, Apostle Marcus just gave y'all the address, the information. Well, y'all could look at them on your Facebook live stream. Y'all, this is a hospital. This is a hospital fully equipped, man. Healing for your soul, healing for your mind, healing for your body. And I'm trying to sit in this seat without getting a shot around this place. But I got these headphones on. I'm going to tell you, man, we are feeling the power of God in this place. And I know y'all listen. Y'all can feel it. So you know what? Don't procrastinate. Get on over here, man, and come to this hospital. And I'm speaking metaphorically because this hospital is fully equipped to help you spiritually, mentally, and physically. All right.
Yeah.
Apostle Marcus, man, I'm telling you, brother, every time I come over here, I'm chopping at the bit to get here, man. He's a part of the music ministry team as well. He is a powerful man of God. Awesome walk in the word with God, man. And, you know, and I just enjoy myself when I get over here, man. And every time I come, I'm always welcome, man. And it's like, man, just be with the brothers over here, you know, in the music ministry department with brother Pastor Pat and them and the percussionist and the singers, everything is just lively over here. Bro, tell us a little bit about what's going over here, your position, and you know, just kind of fill the people in on what's happening.
Thank you, Apostle Lee. Again, yes, I'm Apostle Marcus Campbell. I am the son of Chief Apostle Robert Campbell. I flow in multiple positions in this ministry. Mm-hmm. I'm head of administrations and operations. Just like Lee said, I'm part of the minstrels. And I think that is a huge part because you have to have the right atmosphere for things to be conducive for the Holy Spirit to take over. So if you don't have the right sound, you're not going to get the full anointing of what God wants to do. And I want to give a quick shout out to our head minstrel, elder-elect Patrick Hackney, man, a great man of God on the keys.
Sure. Yeah,
Brother Robert on the drums. And let me tell you, when Apostle Lee comes and he adds that anointed guitar, man, ain't no telling what's going to happen. Whenever you come in. But, man, we're excited about what God has blessed us with here in Rosenberg, Texas. And, man, this ministry has been a ministry that has helped countless of thousands of thousands of people around the world, not just locally, but around the world. This ministry flows heavily in healing and deliverance of the mind, the body, the soul. Not only that, helping you to walk in your daily life and get all the things that God has already predestined for you.
Yes.
There's so many entrepreneurs that have been birthed from this ministry. I'm not talking about just somebody saying they have a business and you got a form, but I'm talking about people who are actually walking in their anointing as entrepreneurs and billionaires are in this ministry, and it's all because of the teaching that we've gotten through our leaders.
Yeah. And before I let Pastor Marcus go, he said something that, rung a bell in my mind there for a minute. And so he was talking about music and music ministry. And I want to say this, and I said this on another program, and I'm going to say it again because I believe this is going to help some people. CDs, man, if you have to do it, you know, but if you don't have to do that, invest in individuals in your church. All these young folks in the church, and they ain't got nothing to do. Come on. I'm just saying, y'all, you know, this platform was based upon and teaching the truth. That's what God told me to do when I started this radio station, is just truth, truth, truth. And a lot of times, you know, and myself and Apostle Campbell were talking before we went on air, sometimes people get mad at you when you tell them the truth, but you know the truth we're telling you is helping you. It's supposed to help you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And y'all listen, the CD can only go for, what, 3 or 4 minutes? And then what you got after that? And you got to try to fumble around and find it. You know, what I'm saying is just right here. You know, when you have people within your ministry that that you can invest some time in to help somebody, you know, to learn how to play a keyboard, how to play drums, you know, how to play a guitar, something, beat a tambourine, something. You know, music enhances the flow, the atmosphere of your service. Apostle, before we go, I want you to expound on that part, because I believe a lot of people, we're living in this millennial time, and I believe, I'm going to say it, I believe a lot of church have gotten lazy. Technology has made a lot of churches lazy. Apostle Cam, I know you're sitting over there, you're not on the microphone, but am I on point, sir? He said, I'm on point. Y'all can hear me. I'm on point. Apostle Marcus, I'm on point.
Yes, sir. You right on point.
Apostle Jeffrey, I'm on point out there, bro. Okay, y'all can't. Yeah, I might not be him, but y'all, the truth is here to help you. And so there are musicians, not only myself, but others that, you know, God appointed us to help pour into people as well. So, I'm going to allow Apostle Marcus expound on that, because he said that, and it, you know, it kind of, you know, like I say, rung a bell there for a minute. Apostle, could you expound on that for me, please, sir?
Yes, Apostle Lee. You know, I'm going to give a little testimony of mine real quickly. Mm-hmm. I'm a firm believer, if you have a desire and a will to trust God enough to do something that's going to help edify the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
God will place the right people in the right places to help you.
Mm-hmm.
I had a desire to play keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
When I was little, I took one lesson and decided not to continue.
Mm-hmm.
But as I got older, I had a desire.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took the proactive steps. I went out and bought me a keyboard, not knowing how.
Mm-hmm.
And then came in service one day. It was in my car.
Mm-hmm.
I went and got it out my car and set it up. My father, Chief Apostle Robert Campbell, anointed my hands.
Mm-hmm.
And today, 12, 15 years later, I'm playing because it's the anointing that's transferable. See, if you have a desire to do something for God, he will make a way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if in this ministry, we flow in the apostolic and the prophetic.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. There is a specific sound. You heard Chief Apostle say it earlier. Our mouthpieces is a sound, but there's a sound that comes from heaven that will shift your atmosphere. And we often talk about it a lot in our services. There's always at least a 60-second moment in every service where you can physically feel the shifting of the anointing in the atmosphere. And our head minstrel knows when we say switch to symphonics, when he does that, that activates the prophetic anointing in the house.
Yeah.
And that means that opens up that portal that God can do what he want to do.
Right. Yeah, man. So listen, I had to give y'all a little bit of, I have to give y'all, see, this is all God moving on this, man. So if y'all want to learn more about what y'all just heard Apostle Marcus talk about, wow. If y'all want to learn more about what he just said, you want your service to be enhanced more and really experience the power of God move, the man just gave y'all the information on how to come here and get the necessary teaching that you need to take back so that way you can help build what you need to build at your church. Thank you, Apostle Marcus. Y'all hold tight, and I'm coming back with Apostle Campbell with more. All right? Y'all hold up tight. Now, y'all, I said I was going to come back with Apostle Campbell, but we made a quick shift. I'm going to bring up Pastor Jeffrey Dunlap. He's on staff here at Living Word International. And before I go any further, before I bring Apostle Campbell back, I want to talk to Pastor Jeffrey just for a moment. And I want y'all to be introduced to this brother right here. This has been a long time friend of mine from way back in, long time. Brother, how are you today?
I'm blessed in you, sir.
I'm doing just fine. Brother, I want people to get a full scope of Living Word International. And just for a few moments, I want people to grasp the structure that Apostle Campbell was talking about. I know this church is structured. And so if you just share your position and your duties here, and because we want people to know this is a church that's fully equipped, you know, structure, the anointing, all of this. And so, brother, just share with us just for a few moments. Just introduce yourself, you know, your name and your position and you know, and your flow here at the church.
All right, sir. My name is Jeffrey Dunlap. I am the senior associate pastor here at Living Word Ministries up under the leadership of Bishop Robert Campbell. And I operate pretty much in all functions of the ministry, man.
Mm-hmm.
And what my job is to do is, because you say, you know, you talk about the structure.
Mm-hmm.
I operate in all the forms of ministry here because I have a pastor who trusts us,
mm-hmm.
who don't tell us pretty much what to do, but lead us and guide us in what mm-hmm. we need to do.
Yeah.
He trusts me enough to know that I won't do anything that he wouldn't do in the ministry. Mm-hmm. Amen. He taught us, you know, the word. He taught us how to stand. He taught us how to be the pastor that we're called to be. Mm-hmm. I know we say structure, but it's the teaching, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Without teaching, you know, man, some people go wrong. I mean, I struggled for so long in different ministries, trying to go to ministry after ministry after ministry,
mm-hmm.
trying to get the teaching that I've gotten now. Amen. There was always a void in my life,
mm-hmm.
you know, but going from church to church, and there was always something
yeah.
in me that had that void. You know, I was always listening to pastors say, bruh, it's going to be okay. It's mm-hmm. going to be okay. And I was tired of hearing it was going to be okay. Mm-hmm. I know it was going to be okay, but I wanted a fix mm-hmm. for that being okay, because
yeah.
I wanted a fix for that void. I wanted
yeah.
something to fill that void. And when I came into the house up under the teaching and the leadership up under the man of God, that's when God began to fill the void that's mm-hmm. in my life. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's when everything began to change, because,
yeah.
I mean, I began to be in talk. And right now, as a pastor here at the church, I mean, I've been taught, we've been taught, you know, when coming Sundays and
mm-hmm.
Wednesdays and Thursdays, man, you know,
yeah.
being taught the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't until our pastor got sick, amen,
mm-hmm.
when he was healed, and when he had to go leave the church for a little while to deal with the situations that he was going through.
Yeah.
Was when the teaching really showed up in our lives, amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I mean, I can understand that then it would really hit that's when the teaching stood up,
mm-hmm.
because it was like, okay, now he's no longer
mm-hmm.
at this point. Now it's time to stand up mm-hmm. in the fullness and in the call mm-hmm. that God has called us to be, mm-hmm. amen? That's when God began to work in our lives, mm-hmm. and we began to stand up
yeah.
and take the ministry to the next level, because the pastor wasn't here at the time, mm-hmm. but he was here.
Yeah.
It didn't mean that the church was supposed to go down. We took the church
right.
to the next level
right.
because of the teaching that God has
right.
in our life, that our Father taught
right.
us. So that's the structure
yeah.
of the ministry, because because of the teaching that God has in our life through the man and woman of God, amen?
So basically, y'all, what I'm getting, y'all, is what he's saying is, plainly and simply that basically what you did, you applied what you learned.
That's it, sir.
See, so, you know, for all of you that went to school, and everything else, the teacher taught you some stuff. And then it was up to you to apply what the teacher taught you, right? It was a curriculum. And so apostle teaches in a curriculum based upon the word of God. It's the same concept, same formula. So what we do, we apply the things that we learn.
Amen.
And so this is what Pastor Jeffrey is telling us right now, y'all. So, when you are being taught, it don't do you no good if you don't apply it.
That's it.
So, when the instructions are laid out, it's just like you read instructions on a box of cake. If you don't follow the instructions on it, man, you gonna get a mess.
That's it.
Anything we do, we gotta have instructions. Instructions how to drive. You put it in R, you ain't going forward. You're gonna go in reverse. I mean, that's the way it works. You can't make it go in R and think you're gonna go forward. You gotta apply what you've been instructed to do. So, I use that analogy because Apostle taught them how to go, not to go in reverse, not to go backwards, but we're going forward, moving forward, progressing. And so, Pastor Jeffrey, I thank you for coming on, my brother, and sharing with us today, because I want people to get the full scope here at Living Word International and what goes on here, y'all. And so y'all need to come on out and experience this worship experience out here, y'all. It's worth the drive. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you, sir.
For coming on. All right, man. Holler about y'all in a little bit. I'm going to bring on Apostle Campbell. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. I have Apostle Campbell here with me again, and we're going to discuss a few things before we close out today. I want to get into, and that's inner healing. And this man of God has taught me about inner healing for myself and so many others as well. But like I said before, you have to apply what you've learned. Apostle, could you tell the listeners out here about this inner healing and how it works and why it is so important to us?
A lot of time, Apostle Lee, we struggle in ministry, we struggle in life, mm-hmm. not because of what's outside of us, but what's caused on the inside of us.
Yes, sir.
There are things that have transpired in our lives over the years that have become embedded in our spirit, in our soul. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we dress up the outside, but we don't mess with the inside.
Yes, sir.
In order to be successful in life and in ministry, we have to deal with those issues that's on the inside. Mm-hmm. And I speak from experience because for years I had this huge ault against my father for years because of things that transpired and divorce with my mom and stuff. And I was preaching in a revival in Bahamas and then preaching on forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And it hit me that I was preaching to myself.
Wow.
So I had to get that inner healing of that to be able to walk into my full purpose.
Yes, sir.
In order to be healed from the inside, you got to be honest about what's really on the inside. Mm. A lot of time, it's not what people have done, it's what you have harvested.
Yes, sir.
And what we harvest a lot of times cause cancer to set up in us, cause things to grow and multiply. It's a small seed, but because we don't deal with those issues on the inside, Apostle, they become huge.
Yes, sir.
It started off as a small seed, now it's a big old tree. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times those things resurface when God ready to elevate you in ministry. You're confronted with those things because you have not dealt with those things. And a lot of times you find out because of our lack of inner healing is certain things certain preachers won't preach on because they know they're not delivered from those things.
That's right.
Therefore, yes. The body of Christ is limping along because we're not getting the true word because the preachers are not preaching things that need to be preached.
Come on.
Because we have not received our inner healing ourselves. So yes, we need the Holy Spirit to shine the searchlight on the inside of us, and we have to repent of those things and get rid of those things so we become the men and women of God that God called for in 21st century church.
Yes, sir. So what you're saying, Apostle, is that in order for someone, because I want the listeners to really understand this, and it's like I told some folk in a testimony one time at a church, y'all, this man of God already had to work on this brother like 20-some years ago. I was something, man, let me tell you. But I told him one day in front of church, I finally got it. A light bulb went on in my head, and it clicked. So I want people to really grasp this, Apostle, is that how can you teach somebody something that you've never been through or you came out of? And, you know, and this is what I'm understanding from Apostle Campbell here. He was saying he was preaching to himself. He was preaching about the very thing, but he was preaching to himself. Now, for understand, and help me from, you know, help me stay on this track with you, that now you can preach this inner healing thing with passion, with so much power, because you've been there and God brought you out of it. You're free from it. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Apostle. What he said, something that is key, is a key word that God gave me and what I'm going through, I've been through.
Yes, sir.
He said, you will be more compassionate to those that has infirmity because you have been through the infirmity.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God says to me, he says, you'll flee from what you don't want to deal with. But God the Father will allow you to have to address that before you go to your next level.
Yes, sir.
Many people right now are harvesting things from past ministries.
Yes, sir.
Because the pastor didn't say what they wanted to say, they got mad and angry.
Come on.
And it's in them. And now they all about in the world talking about their apostles, their prophets, their teachers, their evangelists, but yet and still they have not got that inner healing.
Yes,
they've never reached their full potential because you have to go back and address that cancer and that thing that you allow in your spirit.
Yes, sir.
Many sons and daughters are out there right now with no anointing because they have not took time to have inner healing to address those issues that's on the inside.
Yes,
you got to be compassionate even with yourself before you can be compassionate with other people that are body of Christ. You can't preach to them what you don't want to address yourself.
Come on here. And you know what? That's getting ready to take us to this next topic I want to get into. What's wrong with the church? And while the way the spirit is flowing, it seems like we're already getting, you know, somewhat down the road with this. But what's wrong with the church? Apostle Campbell just pointed out some key things just then, how some people may want to preach a word, teach a word. They have not gone through that thing they're talking about. You know, Apostle, you got some people preaching about marriage. Ain't ever been married.
Yeah.
They, you know, how do you know this if you've never been married? And so, you know, but it's like a, you know, or you're preaching about faith, inner healing, whatever, but you've never experienced it and you've never overcome, certain issues or obstacles in your life, you know, but, you know, being free. You know, we can really, you know, we can really teach and really, like you said, teaching with compassion.
Yeah.
Apostle, what's wrong with the church in that aspect?
The problem with the church is, Apostle, is the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, he said, you know, people going to talk about I fought a good fight and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm, come on.
But the Bible says this in the fourth chapter, he says, so let a man examine himself.
Yes,
take heed to yourself. And when you take heed to yourself, you got to look into yourself and find out what's inside of self that's going to cause you not to preach the whole gospel, the true gospel of God. And what's wrong with the church now is there's too many sons and daughter ministers all over the land who have left the church, have no identity, has no father or mother to address them, to correct them. And Apostle Lee can tell you that I was tough on him because I saw his potential. I also saw what the enemy was trying to do to keep him from reaching his potential.
Yeah.
Therefore, what's wrong with the church is we have no accountability anymore. The leaders are letting ministers do whatever they want to do. There's no accountability. There's no loyalty anymore. We hear one Sunday, another Sunday we overhear. Because you can sing good, I want you to come over here and sing. Now, what about your soul?
That's right.
The church has to stand back up because our forefathers built the church upon the word of God.
Yes, sir.
And the stability of the church has to be on preaching of the gospel, the whole gospel.
Yes, sir.
So what's wrong with the church is now is we got to go back to the fivefold ministry.
Yes, sir.
We got to understand, you got to, as a pastor, hear me today, you got to identify you are not called to do it all.
Yes, sir.
You got to have the apostolic anointing, which comes in and builds a foundation.
Yes, sir.
You have the prophet. He has to come in after the apostle and speak the way of the Lord, the voice of God. The prophet is the voice in the mind of God.
You
need the evangelist to win the soul. You need the teachers to come in and teach them most structure. Then you need the pastor to come in and shepherd the people. Mm-hmm. The pastor cannot do it all, but the church problem is we are so pastor-oriented in it, they forgot about the fivefold ministry. The fivefold ministry in Ephesians 4 is put there for development and edifying of the body of Christ.
That's right.
The body of Christ will never be edified until we go back to the apostolic fathers, apostolic mothers, and the prophetic fathers, prophetic mothers. And understand this, there's an anointing being released right now. It's called the Shema anointing. Mm-hmm. It's anointing to protect and cover.
Yes.
We have trying to cover the ministers, but the minister has to come back now to the body of Christ and say, Mom, Dad, I erred. Mm-hmm. I need your teaching. I lost my anointing.
Yes, sir.
I don't have my anointing anymore.
Yes, sir.
Help me to reach my potential. The Church of God has to be rebuilt and restructured for a 21st century movement.
Yes, sir. Y'all, you know, I can testify to what he's saying. There was a moment in my life when I was younger. And, you know, when you're growing up and your mom and dad and folks in the church telling you to do everything you do, you stay with the Lord.
Yeah,
and I was playing the guitar, I got good, and I was listening to, like Apostle was saying earlier, how the voice of Satan can be so loud.
Yeah.
And people were telling me, hey, man, this and that, man, you're this and that, you're good, da-da-da-da. And I was still under his ministry at the time, and there was, I don't know if he can remember this, but there was a moment that, and that's when we were in Freeport at the time, and I told him that I needed to sit down for a minute on the guitar.
Yes.
What happened was, I'm going to share this testimony with y'all, when he talked about the anointing, I'm getting chills just talking about it. What happened was, I found myself in a club playing Zydeco, and I came to church that Sunday, and the musician at the time was playing, and I could not get my fingers right. I couldn't get my fingers right, Apostle. It didn't feel right. And when I was up there playing the guitar, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me, he said, you lost your anointing. Lost it. And I was angry with myself, but I went and told him that I needed to take a break for a minute because I needed to get my anointing back because I wasn't going to do the praise team, nobody any good. I took my guitar home and I literally threw the guitar on the floor and sat down.
Yeah.
And I labored and I labored and I labored. And just like in the scripture I had said, you know, he wrestled with the angel all night. And I said, I'm going to do the same thing. Until I get my anointing back, I'm going to stay right here. And the Lord blessed me again with my anointing. And so I lost it. And like he was saying, y'all, there's so many people who have lost the anointing. Yeah. And you went away.
Yeah.
But he's saying, y'all, look, you can always come back.
Always.
And when I was ready to come back and play the guitar, I sat down, man. I came back the next. I sat down and I just joined in the service, clapped my hand, old school, and I'm gonna do this and I'll get myself back. And I said then, once I got my anointing back, Pop. See, I call it Pop. You know what I'm saying? That's my Pop.
Yeah.
So when I got my anointing back, y'all, I said, I'll never do that again. I'll never do that again. I'll never put myself in a position to where I will lose my anointing again.
Yeah.
And that moves me into this point here. How do I reach my potential? And he was sharing with y'all that he saw something in me. He saw how God could use me. And so you know, how did I reach my potential? I know how, but I want him to tell y'all how you could reach your potential.
Apostle, there's no way you can reach your potential without having a spiritual covering.
Yes, sir.
You got to go back and reconnect with your spiritual father and mother,
mm-hmm.
who can identify with your calling.
Yes,
because sometimes people come to you and say they called to be a teacher, they called to
come
be
on.
This, and as an apostle,
right. yeah.
we know the fivefold ministry gifts, and
yes,
we
sir.
Can identify that you're not a pastor, you're not a teacher. So to reach my potential, I got to come back and sit at the feet of my father and my mother,
mm-hmm.
and trust that God is going to teach me and develop me,
mm-hmm.
while I'm at the feet. Every teaching he or she make is teaching. I should be in that service, sitting down like one of the disciples, and sitting at the feet, like they said, the feet of Jesus,
and
taught in Jesus himself at the age of 12 in the temple, but sitting down and listening to the doctoring and dumbfounding the doctors and lawyers,
yes,
about the questions he was asking, because He was getting developed for his ministry that will come years later.
Yes,
a lot of time what we call a do don't come now. It comes
on.
Later.
Yes, sir.
But your preparation,
yes, sir.
Will meet opportunity.
Yes,
so by you being prepared to reach your potential, then your opportunity would come, a door would open, and now you're prepared to walk into that door.
Yes, sir.
But until you come back to your spiritual father and mother and get back to the local church and sit down and be taught and understand that I don't know it yet.
Yes, sir.
I need my father and mother to instruct me and pull out of me,
yes,
what's in me, because I'm called to the body of Christ to stabilize the church. We got to get back to that time where we got the real symbol with the spiritual father and mother. Get that connect, because connection is important.
Yes, sir.
You would never reach your full potential without having a divine connection.
Yes, sir. People may be wondering, does Apostle Campbell and others like him really hear from God? A lot of people don't believe that.
Yeah.
And I know we're just about out of time, but you know, I'm gonna come back again, because we can't get it all from him, y'all, in one setting. But if there's any question in your mind, you know, and I know a lot of people are skeptical. Y'all know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Does this man really hear from God? Some people may say. Does Apostle Marcus hear from God? Do I hear from God? Pastor Jeffrey came in. Does anybody hear from the Lord? Yes. But, Apostle, for those struggling with that, because I was told by an old preacher, he said, you know, when that man and woman of God is standing before you, that's the closest thing to God's voice you're going to hear. That's what stuck with me. But I know there's no doubt in my mind, in my heart, in my soul, that you hear from God. Ain't no doubt in my mind. But I want people to understand that, you know, because there's so much out there, Apostle.
Yeah, yeah.
So much going on with technology, social media, and
yeah.
all this other stuff. And it seems like people gravitate toward what people say.
Yeah.
And instead of hearing what God is saying. And so on that note, I want you to expound on that note before we close out, because I believe people really need to know, Apostle, that God is still speaking here in 2021. And he is speaking to individuals, to, like you said, that he has a purpose for. Sir, what do you have to say on that?
Apostle, son, one thing I do know, this is not being conceited. This is what I know. I hear the voice of God.
All right. That's what I want them to know.
I hear the voice of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The devil cannot deceive me. I know the
yeah.
voice of God.
Yes,
I know
sir.
How God ministers to me. I know by his presence
yes,
comes
sir.
Over me, he want my divine attention.
Yes,
he's
here,
he's finna speak. And I'm going to say this, you know, in a joking way. If I tell you that there's a 65-inch TV in your backyard,
mm-hmm.
and you go home and it ain't there, somebody stole it.
Uh-huh.
It ain't that God didn't say it.
Come on.
So what I'm saying is that uh-huh. I have the assurance
yes,
that
sir.
I know I hear from God.
Yes, sir.
Testimonies that have come in. We prophesy to people in service, and it happened instantly. People have been here that
mm-hmm.
hadn't had jobs in
yes,
months
sir.
And months and months. And I prophesied to them, within 7 days, you'll have a job. And,
yes,
and it
sir.
Happened. So it's documented that I hear the voice of God.
Yes, sir.
The clarity of it is that you, as a prophet of God, because the fivefold ministry of apostles operate in the prophetic as well.
Yes, sir.
And things that God speak to us, we know is God.
Yes, sir.
And I want to tell people, know is that, hey, God speaks.
Yes, sir.
He's speaking to his leaders, those who are sensitive to his voice, those who have been through. You cannot really address issues that you have not been through.
Yes, sir.
And I was at a ministry last Sunday morning. Because of what I've been through, I was sent to encourage that ministry.
Yes, sir.
Encourage one of my sons in the ministry, but who also are going through.
Yes, sir.
And I was more compassionate, and the church was tremendously blessed. And I prophesied to them that God said that there's an anointing for them to come back to the place where he originally called them to be and go beyond. The Bible says this. He said, for greater works than these shall you do because I go to my Father.
Yes, sir.
And what I'm saying to the body of Christ is, prophetically speaking, all of my sons and daughters are going to go further than I have. Mm-hmm. Because I prepared them.
Yes, sir.
And I don't want no son and daughter to do less than what I've done.
Yes, sir.
I prophesied to them, you're going to do even greater works because I prepared you to do it.
Yes, sir.
And so we've got to understand now, I hear God. That's all I can say is, if you don't believe I hear God, come to service and you'll find out I prophesied to you.
Yes, sir.
Come connect with us. Come worship with us, connect with us, and become a part of the move of God. Receive direct instruction from the apostle's desk. I send out quotes. I don't send out quotes what other people say.
Yes, sir.
I sit in the presence of God, apostle.
Yes, sir. I sit on
my patio, and when God gives me revelation, he give me a inscription, he give me four or five sentences.
Yes, sir.
And I listen to that, and I put it on a post, and it encouraged people, and people would come back and say, "That's God."
Yes, sir.
I don't post what somebody else say.
That's right. I see that.
Because I can't hear what they hear.
Yes, sir.
I can only hear what I hear.
Yes, sir.
And son, I want to say this, man, that if you don't think we hear God, come to the service and just see.
Yeah.
Not just myself. Mm-hmm. But my staff is prophetically oriented, and you're going to get a word. Mm-hmm. Now, if you got to believe the word, don't leave here talking about they prophesied.
Come on.
If you get a prophecy, you got to work the prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't that the prophecy is a lie. You got to work the prophecy.
Come on.
So I want to say to the people out there today that, look, quit talking about the prophets.
That's right.
And the prophets only speak what God is speaking. We are the voice of God in the earth realm.
Mm-hmm.
He's anointed us supernaturally.
That's right.
We speak the articles of him. We speak his mindset.
Yes, sir.
And that's where we are right now. We got to hear the apostles. I know y'all don't want to hear this.
Come
but
on.
You got to hear speak. The apostles. You got to hear the prophets.
Speak. Yes, sir.
It's not that the evangelists and teachers and the pastors are not important, but we got to restructure to get to the place where God is calling us to be. Once again, we've been in a state of preparation.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to meet opportunities.
Amen. Y'all, I want to thank Apostle Campbell for joining with me today. And when you're listening to this broadcast, you can always go back at blogtalkradio.com, Lee Austin, Gullah Soul Music. That's blogtalkradio.com, Lee Austin, Gullah Soul Music. And it will always be on demand, so share it. Tell some people about it. And so this is at Soul Power Music Radio. And so this is the my new radio station. And so this is direction that I want to do is be able to give a platform to those that need a platform. So make sure you go to blogtalkradio.com, Lee Austin, Gullah Soul Music. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com, Lee Austin, Gullah Soul Music. And again, before closing, I want to thank Apostle Campbell, Apostle Marcus, Pastor Jeffrey, and all those here at Living Word International for your fellowship and for your love. And until next time, I hope all is well with you all out there. Much love to y'all. I'll holler back at y'all later. All right.